VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United States, the nation, has started its final farewell to George H.W. Bush. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After a ceremony at Joint Base Andrews, where he flew from Houston aboard a presidential aircraft, the former president was brought to the Capitol and into the rotunda.
Here lies a great man.
House Speaker Paul Ryan was among those eulogizing President Bush, who will lie in state until Wednesday morning. He'll have a state funeral here in Washington before returning to his Texas library, where he'll be buried alongside his wife and young daughter.
The New York Stock Exchange and the federal government will both be closed on Wednesday. In honor of Bush, it's a national day of mourning. The U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State has targeted and killed a senior leader of the group in Syria who was linked to the murder of an American citizen. The Pentagon told the Voice of America Monday that coalition forces killed Abu al-Umarayan and several other Islamic State members during a precision strike Sunday in the Badaya Desert. Al-Umarayan said the statement had given indications of posing an imminent threat to coalition forces, and he was involved in the killing of the American citizen and former U.S. Army Ranger Peter Kasich. President Trump boasted Monday of his very strong and personal relationship with Chinese President Xi Jinping. He declared a new U.S.-China trade deal would immediately allow American farmers to sell more of their products to Beijing. Stock markets in Asia and Europe and the United States all jumped sharply after Trump and Xi reached the agreement on Saturday. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning that the world is in deep trouble because of climate change. He spoke Monday at the opening of 2 weeks of climate talks in Poland, calling on the nearly 200 countries represented there to take the issue seriously and commit to a course of action agreed to in Paris in 2015. The World Health Organization says American experts are not needed to fight the Ebola outbreak in Congo. Associated Press correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The head of the World Health Organization says help is not needed from experts at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to battle the deadly Ebola outbreak in Congo. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says what the U.N. Health Agency does need from the U.S. is financial and other support. Speaking to reporters in Geneva Monday, Tedros also noted that U.S. security guidelines prevent deployments of experts in conflict zones like eastern Congo. Many other countries have similar guidelines. Eastern Congo is experiencing the world's second deadliest Ebola outbreak.
Wounded Houthi fighters in Yemen's rebel-held Sana'a were evacuated Monday in advance of peace talks that are set to begin this month in Sweden. The Houthi were taken in ambulances to the airport to board a UN-chartered flight. The Saudi-led coalition said it had approved the evacuation of the wounded fighters. The evacuation had been a stumbling block in peace talks in September. The U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. said Monday that it has found what it calls compelling evidence of genocide in Myanmar against the Muslim Rohingya minority, and it called on the United States government and international governments to hold the Burmese military accountable. Hungary's Central European University, founded by billionaire George Soros, announced Monday it had been forced out of the country. The head of the university, in a statement, called the action an arbitrary eviction. The university was set up in 1991. It had been in legal limbo for more than a year since Hungary changed its higher education laws regulating foreign universities. Three new crew members arrived Monday at the International Space Station to begin a 6.5-month-long mission at the orbiting laboratory. The astronauts, one each from the United States, Canada, and Russia, blasted off in a Soyuz MS-11 from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. About 6 hours later, the spacecraft rendezvoused with the space station. Later this week, crew members will capture the SpaceX Dragon cargo resupply spacecraft set to launch Tuesday from Cape Canaveral in Florida. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.